Today's topic, the topic of the next three lessons, is the problem of linear least squares. What does it mean? The simplest case in which we use a linear least square, technique, is a problem that you partially already know. That is the least squares approximating polynomial. If you start from the interpolating polynomial problem, you know that if we have n plus 1 distinct values and correspondent values, the values of a function f, there exists a unique interpolating polynomial of degree n at most, which, this is the interpolating polynomial, its degree is less or equal to n, such that p in x sub I is equal to f in x sub I. This is well known. What happens if the number of number n plus 1 of distinct values is larger than the degree of the polynomial we are looking for? What if n is larger than the degree of p? This problem, in this case, let us see the simplest example of this situation. If you assume to have f1 as the maximum degree of the polynomial, with n larger than 1, possibly much larger than 1, you can reformulate this problem exactly in the case of the interpolating polynomial as a linear problem. The coefficient of this polynomial, bx, as coefficients a sub 0 and a sub 1, the vector of its coefficients is the solution of a linear system of the form, let us call z, the vector formed by the coefficients of the polynomial. That is, this solution, if it exists, of the system, linear system, A by Z equal to F, where A is a Wandermann style matrix that is formed by a number row by row of this type. N plus 1 by 2 matrix, Z is a 2 vector, and F is the vector of the base of the function we want to approximate. It is clear that this system, this linear system, in general has no solution. Why? Because we have more equations than unknowns. More generally, we can suppose to have a linear system with a coefficient matrix, say A, with following the notation in the PDF file, with m rows and n columns, suppose that m is larger than n, as in this case we have n plus 1 larger than 2. And consider a linear system, we now call it the right hand side B, and what can we say about the possibility regarding the possible existence of solutions of this system? Well, we know that the existence of solutions of a linear system is ruled by the Roucher-Capelli theorem. In this case, that theorem may be not verified. So we can state immediately that generally speaking, there are no solutions. Well, because the Capelli theorem may be not satisfied. So, as in this simple example, we may be interested in the case that the residual is exactly the same vector that we have met in the conjugate gradient method. The residual are defined as in that case, as B minus A by X The residual R is small. In what? What does it mean? We can more correctly impose that some norm of the residual is small. For instance, the Euclidean norm of the residual is small. Turning back to the example, and giving a geometrical meaning
to the case of
the least square approximating polynomial in the case that the degree is at most one. This case is called also linear regression. The polynomial we were speaking about before would be a polynomial whose graphic is a straight line approximating, in some sense, a distribution of points in the plane. Obviously, we cannot pretend that a straight line passes through more than two distinct points. So, we may be happy to find a straight line that makes the norm, the Euclidean norm of this residual are small. In this case, the residual, we see the residual as the vector whose elements are the differences between the values of the polynomial and the values of the function in the distinct points. So we are looking for some straight line which minimizes the single over all the possible straight lines. That is the same thing over all the polynomial of degree at most one. Problem: minimize the two norms, the Euclidean norm of R, over all the polynomials in the general case over all vector x belonging to the dimensions, the sizes were m and n. So here we have a vector x of r, or better, see the complex numbers to the end. So we can write now main statement regarding the formulation of the problem and some basic properties about the existence of solutions of this problem. So, we have this main theorem. We call capital X the set of in which way we can write this. It's the set of vectors of C to the N which minimize the two norms, Euclidean norm of the residual. Let capital X be the set
The set of,
we may say, set of solutions of the linear least squares problem.
So X is the set of solutions of the problem which we are dealing with. First of all, if we a vector is a solution, if and only if, is the solution of this linear system, which is another linear system, A to the H by A by X. This is the coefficient matrix. This is the observe, remark that as we have assumed that M is larger than N, we have this situation. So this matrix is square of size N. And also the left-hand side is an n-complex vector. This is the main result, and this particular linear system is called normal equation linear system. Normal equations. Linear system. Sistema delle equazioni normali, lo trovate riferito nei libri italiani. There are other important properties which we will use in the following. B, the second point. Capital X is non-empty and contains only one solution. If and only if, and if the rank of the matrix A, of the original matrix A, is maximum, n. Maximum possible value of the rank of A is clearly n. Moreover, third point, C, I have joined two points following the statements as reported on the PDF file. We divide B from let us
simplify the statement in this way.
Bx is non-empty. C contains only one solution if and only if the rank is maximum.
So the last point,
we call it V.
There exists
X star
such that X star in capital A such that the two norm of X star is the mean over the two norms of all the vector is in X.
The last statement, what is the meaning of the last statement? In the case that X contains only one solution, there is nothing to prove. There is only one solution, so it has obviously the minimum norm. If X contains many solutions, infinite solution, as we will see, there is a solution which has this property, the solution of minimum norm that generally is the preferred choice. Let us start with the proof of all these points, starting from the first. Let's say normally, normal equations. We can reach this system in various ways, because if we remind that we are searching for a minimum, we are looking for a minimum, we can use the tools of calculus. We can see this as a function, this as a function of x. We can see if it, this function is continuous and derivable. In the case that it is derivable, differentiable, because x is in c to the n, we can impose that all the partial derivatives are zero. This can be done, but we don't want to use tools or analytical tools. We use geometric tools. We prefer to use geometric tools, so we can reason in this way. We start from the vector B, and we can write B a unique way as the sum of X projections over the subspaces S of A and the orthogonal subspace to S of A. If you remember, we call the property that space C to the N can be seen as the direct sum of subspace, in this case the image of A or S of A, direct sum, the orthogonal subspace of S of A. S of A is the space of C subspace is of the images A by Z for every Z
to the A, the so-called image of A.
Well, as any vector in C to the N, we pick B, we see it written this way. The first format belongs to the image of A, the latter belongs to the other. Now we write the signal as B sub 1 plus B sub 2 minus A by X. Well, A by X
for every, for any value of X belongs also to the image of A, because it's a vector of this kind. So we put together
B sub 1, which belongs to S of A, and put together with A by X. We call this
vector y,
and b sub 1 and sub 2 is left.
Well, now we consider the Euclidean norm of this residual. We consider the square of the Euclidean norm, so we avoid, the aim is to avoid the square root, so we consider the square, which can be expressed as we well know, the scalar inner product, the scalar product of R by itself.
So we have y minus b sub 2 to the h, y minus b sub 2.
We multiply
and we take into account the orthogonality property of these vectors.
Because if you multiply, you have epsilon y,
that is the same as
y, the normal y
square plus the norm of b sub 2
to the square
minus y multiplied by b sub 2 minus the last two scalar products are zero, because b sub 2 is in the orthogonal, while y is in the
subspace, in the image, of A.
The conclusion is that the two norm squared of the residual
is we substitute for y its definition that was e sub 1 minus We are looking for the minimum of this quantity. The variable is the vector x. The second part does not depend on x. Does not depend on x. So we minimize, we have to minimize the first part, the first norm, and we make this norm zero, because this vector belongs to the image of A. So some x exists, maybe more than one, that make this true. A by x equal to the one. So can minimize this the first norm to zero, to the value of zero. So the minimum of the square of the Euclidean norm of R is the norm of the second vector. We can cancel the exponents to find that the minimum of the residual is exactly minimum of the two norm of the Euclidean norm of the residual is exactly the Euclidean norm of the second vector. So at this point we can say that solutions of the problem from which we have started exist. All the solution of this linear system, this another linear system. You can say that any x which solves is a solution that is belongs to capital X. And this system has solutions because remember that this vector is in the image of A. We have not yet obtained the normal equations. Effectively, there is some difficulty to consider this linear system because we don't know which is a sub 1. But this is not the problem. If you see that this is the solution, then R belongs to the root orthogonal of SA.
This means that
the product of A to the H by R is zero.
It means that this is exactly this.
Okay.
But the residual is B minus A by X. This is the definition. That is A H by B minus A to H by A by X equal to the zero vector. So we have found the normal equations system. This system has solution because we know that solutions X exist. So we are sure that these systems must have solutions. Maybe more than one. So we have proven also the second point. The set of solution is non-empty. We can observe, this can have some interest, that X is, besides non-empty, is a closed set. Closed in the geometrical sense, the topological sense, closed subset of C to the Y. The solutions of the linear system of this type, when they exist, and we know that they exist, are of the form all the solutions are of the form a particular solution, every solution can be set here, plus a generic vector V of the null space of a kernel of coefficient matrix. This is called a set of this type. It's called manifold in Italian, varietà lineare. Geometrically, in the simplest case, if the dimension of the null space is 1, if it's a particular case, a simple case, we can represent all the solution laying on this belonging to this set as represented by points of a straight line parallel to the line representing the null space. You are in plane. Let us suppose that we are on
2. So we can consider as
x-axis
the space, null space of the coefficient matrix. We consider any solution, say x sub 0, if we have to a particular solution, a generic vector of this subspace, we obtain a straight line
in the plane,
a parallel to the axis which represents this subspace. So
this manifold is in this particular case
represented by a straight line,
and obviously it is a closed subset
of the plane.
But this is true for every proper,
also if it is not proper,
subspace of C to the end.
So the space of solution is non-empty and closed.
We could add that x is also convex, but we will not use this property. The third point. Which is linear algebra exercise.
The solution of the linear squares problem is only one if and only if the matrix A has maximum rank. So if this rank is n, we have, and also the reverse implication holds, we have that there is only one solution of this linear system, the normal equation system, and this means that when there is only one solution, generally of a system with square coefficient matrix, when the coefficient matrix is not singular.
So we have simply to prove, to verify that the matrix
of coefficients is non singular. Its determinant is different from zero.
We can deny both the statements. So, if rank of A is less, strictly smaller than N, there is a non-zero vector X such that A by X is the null vector. We consider
we can simply multiply both sides by A to the H, and we find that the matrix of coefficient is single. This means
reversing, suppose that
the determinant of the matrix is zero.
So we have
a non-zero solution of the
homogeneous system, A by A to H by A by X equal to zero, we multiply on the left by X to H. This is the square of the two norm of A by X equal to zero. This means that A by X is zero, so we have found a non-zero vector which gives a zero linear combination of the columns of A, which is the same thing as to say that rank of A is smaller than that.
Let us stop 10 minutes. I say only that we will complete the proof of the main statement. The first point of this theorem gives us a way in which we can compute the solution. In the following, the next lessons, we will see various techniques, methods, which have been proposed in the last 30, 40 years to solve this problem, which is an important problem. From the theorem, it is clear that we can solve the system of linear equation, of normal equation. But this can be done in various ways. If we remark that the coefficient matrix is Hermitian, and in the case that A has maximum rank is positive definite, and positive definite if the rank is maximum. So the method that seems to be more proper is the Cholesky method. Which is related to the composition L by L to the H. But it is possible to solve the problem in other three ways. By applying the QR, the composition of factorization, to the matrix A. Another possibility is to use a particular decomposition which exists for every matrix. This decomposition is called SVD decomposition. And finally, there is the possibility of adapting the conjugate gradient method to the least squares method, because the least squares method is a minimization problem. So we can use a minimization technique as the conjugate gradient. Each of these techniques has some advantages and some disadvantages that we will discuss all this thing in the following. So we stop for a few minutes. Okay.